It would be great if everyone could get up and come forward about five rows or so. You don't have, it's not required, but. Yes, some of you may be sitting on the bima. Yay, oh, that's much better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are small but mighty tonight at TBS. Shalom. Tonight begins Shabbat Maaseh, which is named for our Torah portion. It means the Shabbat of journeys. Summer is a time for journeys, and our sermon topic tonight is about how each of us sees and understands our journeys, not only our travels over land and sea, but spiritual travels and life transitions. We celebrate and welcome our sisterhood and brotherhood members. They will help participate in our service, and we express gratitude for them for all that they bring to our temple family. And you have inserts in your service folders that list some of the great events and things coming up in the year ahead, so please join them if you're not already a member. July birthdays and anniversaries in the house. I'm just doing that for Rebecca now because she loves the horn. But yeah, I don't know. Your birthday's probably not in July, but anyway. But if it is, you will come up and get a little gift and a blessing. Tonight we pray and we sing. We remember those who no longer are with us. We pray for healing. We pray for anyone in need. And we're also here to celebrate the joy of this day. We fully embrace all of life's experiences with our community tonight as we welcome Shabbat. We welcome all who are here to mark this sacred time. And we continue with Shalom Aleichem as we welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst, page 10. Thank you. honor the men and women who have led our TBS brotherhood and sisterhood now and in the past, our past and present presidents: Sandy Adams, Ann Miller, Sherry Lohr, Philippa Hinman, Alan Berkowitz, Jack Schreibman. Anyone else who's been a president of sisterhood or brotherhood? Come on up. Candlelighting is on page 11.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we in our own day be among those who kindle light. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvah Tov V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Hadodi, page 14, as we welcome the Shabbat bride.
Page 17. page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank and praise you, God. Bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, the wisdom, and the values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey,
may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel
and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. Bottom of page 21. When the Shema is written in the Torah, the letter Ayin in the first word and the letter Dalet in the last are enlarged. Together, these letters form the word Aid, meaning witness, a reminder that we are witnesses for God, a reminder of our ethical responsibilities and the sacred task we have to be witnesses of that one and only God. We rise as we affirm our sacred task together as a community. Hafta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha. Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkiru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiot lachem lelohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. Bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. May the instruction. instruct you in your daily tasks. Keep them in the forefront of your vision. Place them at the doorway of your house so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. Eternal God, of Egypt to be your God, the Eternal One alone is your God.
Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
We affirm the godliness and the joy of Shabbat with Vishamru, page 27.
Shabbat.
Hours for Tefillah on page 29. Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zocher Chasdei Avot v'imahot. Umevi gula livene venehem, Lamaan shemo biahava, Melech ozer umoshia umagain, Baruch ata Adonai, Magain Avraham viezrat Sarah.
Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation.
Bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo Chol Haaretz Kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. Top of page 36. To pray is to take notice of the wonder, to regain a sense of the mystery that animates all beings, the divine margin in all attainments. Prayer is our humble answer to the inconceivable surprise of living. It is all we can offer in return for the mystery by which we live. How strange we are in the world and how presumptuous our doings. Only one response can maintain us: gratefulness for witnessing the wonder, for the gift of our unearned right to serve, to adore, and to fulfill. It is gratefulness which makes the soul great. Together we pray for a world not only of gratitude but of peace on the bottom of page 40. Grant us peace, your most precious gift, O eternal source of peace. And give us the will to proclaim its message to all the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may be a stronghold of peace and its advocate among the nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship among the inhabitants of all lands. And may the love of your name hallow every home and every heart. Blessed is the eternal God, the source of peace. We join in Sim Shalom, our prayer for peace. The words are in your service folder.
Aleinu v'yakol Yisrael.
page 50. The month of Av is beginning this Sunday night. It's the only month not mentioned in the Bible. If you read my email message today, which of course you all did, goes without saying, but you all know that Av is kind of an emotional mix, kind of a mixed bag. So what people maybe sometimes primarily know Av for is Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, which is a day of fasting, a memorial for the destruction of the temples, other kind of mournful events that happened through Jewish history. But this month is also called Menachem Av, the Av of comfort. It's traditional to read readings afterwards that give comfort and hope and light. I was just meeting with a couple of our bar mitzvah students this week whose bar mitzvahs are coming up in the weeks ahead, and we were talking about their Haftarah portions, and all of them are very hopeful and filled with light, and better times will come. And a holiday that was very known in the ancient world and is kind of getting picked up again is our Jewish Valentine's Day, which also comes in Av. The 15th of Av is Jewish Valentine's Day, Tu B'Av. And as we read in the Talmud, it used to be that the young women who were unmarried would wear white and go out and dancing around in the fields, and it was basically Jewish Singles Day, and it's being picked up by Jewish singles again. So the highs and lows of life are both embraced in this upcoming month of Av, so we'll join together in the blessing on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Av begins on Sunday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. Page 45. Our prayers go out to anyone in need of healing. We have a number of names on the back of our service folder, all people that we send our prayers and our good thoughts to. And this prayer is also just a good reminder to reach out maybe over the weekend to someone who needs our prayers and needs some strength and encouragement. We join together in Misha Beirach.
Bless the one. shalom.
Not a week goes by without a story coming across one's inbox or Facebook feed about the horrors of airline travel. Long delays, cancellations, being booted off or dragged off a flight. The frustrations of flying from point A to point B are known to us all. But honestly, usually the experience involves a couple of plastic cups of ginger ale, completing a Sudoku puzzle on the airline magazine, watching a mediocre movie, and suddenly you're safely at your destination, hundreds of miles across a continent. We all have to admit that, in many ways, it beats a year in a covered wagon with typhoid fever and animal attacks and scurvy. However, there is a middle ground, and there's something to be said for it. I have several times moved across the country and taken a week to make the drive. An airplane ride involves being almost completely removed from the land you are traversing. But when you travel by car, you are spending hours watching plains gradually give way to mountains, farmland transform to desert. You stop and you hear local accents, eat food in local restaurants, see quirky sights reflecting local culture. There's inevitably the wrenches thrown into the works. I've been stranded on highways with flat tires, gotten lost on back roads, been held back for hours by traffic and construction delays, and no cross-country trip is complete without the need for a bathroom that won't be available for many miles. Making a journey, a real physical journey with stops and adventures and frustrations and surprises, is something that always makes an impression. And at the outset of this week's Torah portion, the final Torah portion in this fourth Torah book, the book of Numbers, there are 47 whole verses detailing every individual stop and camping place that the Israelites made as they journeyed for 40 years across the wilderness. In fact, the portion itself is called Maaseh, which means journeys. Why so much attention to every stop along the way? What's the point? I mean, the whole thing is about getting from Egypt to Israel, right? So why should we be spending all this time reading about all this stuff in the middle? Our tradition has always understood the Israelites' journey to not just being about physically getting from point A to point B. Our rabbis understood journey to be about the travels and transitions of our lives. We journey when we change jobs or careers. We journey when we change relationships. We journey when we decide to undergo religious conversion. After we experience a death or a birth, anything related to a transition between point A and point B on the path of life is a journey. And we learn lessons about our own life transitions through Jewish wisdom shared about this very early Torah transition of the Israelite people. Among the many writings on this part of Torah called Maaseh, I'm going to focus on three different themes. And you might find that you relate to one or the other of them in terms of the times in your own life when you are in between, moving from one thing in your life to another thing. A teacher from the 11th century, Rabbi Moshe Hardarshan, asks, why does the Torah give us this really long list of details about every single place the Israelites stopped on their wanderings? Because if you add them up and you don't count the first year or the last year, so we toss those, there's a lot of moving around, so we toss those out, they only move 20 times. That's barely any moves, he says, at all in 38 years. So to Rabbi Moshe, this section of Torah is here to show God's kindness. To Rabbi Moshe, making changes and moves and transitions is like punishment. So the fewer changes, the better. To him, a good life is a life where things basically stay the same. Here's another view from Rabbi Tanhuma, who lived around the 9th century. He said that this section of the portion Maaseh can be compared to a story of a king whose son is very sick. The king takes his son on a long journey to find a doctor who can cure him. After a long trip, they find someone who successfully treats the son, and the son returns to full health. So now it's time for them to go home again. And as they go home, they pass all the places they were in when they didn't know how this mission was going to turn out. So every place they pass, the king says to his son, and the son was sort of out of it when they were on the way that way, says to his son, oh, this is the place we stayed when you had that bad fever. This is the place we slept and your head hurt. This is where we ate and I thought that you might be getting better. And so on, all the way home. So what is Rabbi Tanhuma teaching by sharing this fable about the king and his son? To Rabbi Tanhuma, remembering back to all the steps and the stops along the way of making a life change is part of a process of healing. Reflecting back on exactly how we got to a place in our lives and recalling all the details helps us process and appreciate where we are now. Looking back at events in our lives that brought us to our present place can give us understanding and even greater gratitude for where and how we ended up. Here's a third idea about the Torah's detailed description of the Israelites' stops and starts and journey. From Sforno. Sforno was an Italian rabbi and philosopher who lived in the 1500s. He says, God wished to write the travels of Israel to inform us of their great merit in following God to and through the wilderness. They journeyed in such a way that made them fit to enter the promised land of Israel. So Sforno's idea about the Israelites' journey is that it wasn't just for the purpose of physically getting themselves to the land. The journey itself, the experiences, the hardships, the bumps along the road, all of it, all of those things molded them and shaped their characters in a way that brought them maturity. It shaped them emotionally and spiritually. This time of transition created people who were able to live life on a higher level. So much of life is transitions. In fact, our TBS adult education theme for our community this year is Transitions Happen. Can you make change? Not only will many individuals go through a variety of life transitions over the course of the year, but of course our congregation is entering a time of transition in our rabbinic leadership. How will each of us see the process of change? Will we see it like Rabbi Moshe as a hardship? Will we see it like Rabbi Tanhuma as something to get through and look back on with some nostalgia and a sense of gratitude? Will we see it like Sforno as a time of expansion and learning? Will we sometimes see it all of these ways at different times? Realistically, there are times when life change brings frustration. The metaphoric flat tires and construction delays. But we should not be blinded by the occasional hurdles to the great opportunity for growth that transition offers us. Just like a long car trip enables you to expand your horizons, see new things as it changes and opens you, so do journeys in life, going through personal changes and communal changes provide you mind-expanding and life-enhancing opportunities, and learning things about yourself and others that you never expected. On this Shabbat Maaseh, the Shabbat of journeys, may you be open to the transitions and the changes of life, the rich lessons and gifts and blessings that transition provides. Ken yehi ratzon, may this be God's will. Amen. And we have a journey song in your service folder. And when I was Googling the words to the journey song, all that came up was songs by Journey. So we're not singing those. I could start. Small town girl. No, we're not doing those. We're doing The Journey Song by Debbie Friedman in your service folder. anyone who's in brotherhood or sisterhood to come up to open the ark doors for Alenu on page 53. Please rise. Top of page 59. There are stars up above, so far away we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members and victims of violence here and around the world. Thomas Mueller, uncle of Sheldon Lowe, Ralph Rose, father of Beth Dale, Rehan Safoglu, friend of Harry Glicklin and Audrey Goldman, Judy Silver Schwartz, cousin of Carolyn Berkowitz, Yetta Trachtenberg, beloved member of TBS, mother of Rona Hitlin Mason, Alice Woods, former mother-in-law of Gary Cohen, Kathy Walls, friend of Sandy and Jamie Adams, Sergeant Major Camille Shannon, policeman killed in a shooting attack in Jerusalem, also killed Staff Sergeant Major Hayil Satawi, and Paul Schreiman, who died just a couple of days ago, father of Dave Schreiman. We also remember these yard sites for our beloved member Linda Reed and these family members and loved ones of our members, Cordy Bishop, Fred Balish, Alex Chaffetz, Jared Gittens, Milton Gerst, Sandy Cohn, Dominic Parisi, Emma Adams, Charles Dondes, Louis Goldstein, Zelda Gurewitch, Abe Gershowitz, Ruth Sprung, Lois Jasper, Yolanda Ferriet, Stephen Zucker, Anita Feynman, Robert Friedman, Phyllis Gilbert, Mary Goldberg, Jack Green, Marvin Rubin, Ray Detman, Lillian Sonnenblum, Rose Strassfield. As a congregation, we rise to recite Kaddish to honor their memories, page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah, v'alma divarach irutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye decho beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'yizman kariv imru amen. Yehei shemei rabbah mevarach le'alam olmei olmaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yatadar, v'yatale, v'yatalal, shemed kusha, berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran v'alma v'imru, amen. Yehei shlam arab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Ose shalom v'imrumav, uya se shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, V'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from our sacred prayer of memory to embracing the joy of Shabbat. And I forget the order. Birthdays first or birthday blessings after? How about birthdays and anniversaries come up? We'll do Kiddush and then we'll make an executive decision and then we will say, do the blessings after.
We've done it both ways. Okay, good.
So you can all move up a little bit. So the Shribemans actually have a very special day today, big 15th anniversary. So I think they should hold the cup of wine. And we will join together in Kiddush. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day of His holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Borei pri hagafen, Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kodesho, v'ahava u'ratzon hilanu, zikaron l'maaseh bereishit.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Ha-mursi lechem min ha-aretz. Amen.
So they will stay up here for the birthday blessing. You can sit down. So, I assume birthdays and anniversary? Okay.
No.
One additional lesson we receive from our Torah portion is that every individual stop along the journey of life is an opportunity for reflection and appreciation. You are all up here in celebration of a stop along your way, along your path. It might be a birthday, another year of life. It might be a wonderful milestone anniversary in the over the long life of your marriage and your family. And we hope that each of you is able to take some time to reflect on the joys and the blessings of this journey that you are on. May each of you have a year of health, of happiness, of growth and fulfillment, of the opportunity to do mitzvot that bring fullness to your heart and goodness to the world. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you healthy and full with many opportunities for goodness in the year ahead. Mazel tov.
Shabbat shalom. Many people get me confused with our president, but however, my name is Steve Kronthal, and I am the third vice president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Please, no one get intimidated by the size of my notes. I type in a size 64 font. So, I'm so pleased to see everyone here tonight for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in a wonderful service tonight and for a little taste of Journey. That was wonderful. Thank you, Rob, for bringing beautiful music into our sanctuary as you do every Friday night. And I want to thank all the members of Brotherhood and Sisterhood, those who are here and those who are not here, if they could hear me, for all that they do every day to help make TBS all that it is. So thank you to all of my fellow brothers and sisters. And happy birthday and happy anniversary for all the great folks who are celebrating terrific milestones in July. Some of my favorite people were up on the dais today. So congratulations. One place, now I'm skipping ahead because I've heard this many times sitting out in the seats that it's July, so there must be a lot of things at TBS, and that's true this July as well. And one place that you can go to see all the terrific things that are happening at TBS is our brand new, beautiful website. So a big thank you. If you haven't been to the website yet, please go. A big thank you to Frank Cohn, Lynn Richmond, and the entire technology committee for putting together a terrific new website on a brand new platform. They did a wonderful job. So despite enticing you to go to the website, I will highlight some happenings that are going on at TBS. We started out our journey to explore how to create a culture of civil discourse here at TBS, and the first round table I hear went great. For those of you that identify with the liberal perspective, the next roundtable will be here at TBS on August 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's an exciting program that will include ongoing efforts, and everyone in the congregation is invited to participate in. And there'll be further roundtables after the next one that will be non-denominational, so that everyone can come to. If you're interested, please contact our very own Jim Sturm. It's winter in the summer at TBS, kind of like our Christian brethren, Christmas in July. Well, it's winter and summer at TBS, and the Social Action Committee is leading all of TBS in all of TBS's organizations in collecting socks for the homeless. They'll be collecting socks. They've been collecting socks. They're going to continue to collect socks right through to the first day of religious school, and there'll be a box in the entranceway. The goal is to have over 1,000 pairs of socks, and they're well on their way to doing so. I want to let you know that, unfortunately, we've had to postpone our upcoming Israeli festival wine tasting and Israeli dance social event that was scheduled for a week from tomorrow. It was scheduled for Saturday, July 29th. Unfortunately, we have to postpone it. You'll hear, please keep your ears open to hear about a future date, and you will keep your ears open as well, hopefully, to hear about our next event that we're going to launch. Rabbi Rappaport will be leading a series of live classes in August entitled Making the High Holidays More Personally Meaningful, and there'll be three classes on Wednesday evenings in August. Please see the weekly email and calendar and our beautiful new website to learn about many more of the activities that are going on practically every day here at TBS. I would be remiss, though, if I did not bring up that it has been almost, well, about actually 30 days since our loved founding senior rabbi, Rabbi Perlin, announced her upcoming retirement as of next summer. I want you to know, in fact, the whole board and executive board wants you to know that everyone on our temple leadership has been working hard to identify some key committees, which we've stood up recently, and you'll be hearing some more information about what these committees are in the coming weeks, and please keep your ears and eyes open to learn more of to learn some of the good work that the committees will do as we get past the upcoming high holidays. If you're new to TBS and have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is none other than my fellow usher, David Myers, in the back. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see David at Oneg. Sorry about that. Wish you a restful and wonderful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. All right, appropriate to our theme tonight of journeys, Tefillat HaDerech, page 64, Blessing on the Way. And we generally, our TBS Minhag is generally to stand and sway, but it's not a requirement. But, you know, feel free to hold on to someone near you. May you be blessed on all your journeys, the journeys you choose and the journeys that present themselves unexpectedly. May every stop along the way bring you an opportunity to smell the roses, to find surprises and blessings. May you arrive safely at your destination with greater wisdom and deeper appreciation for our world. Shabbat Shalom.
I know, I guess they do.